Krisus, Paragalef Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues with the dinim of Chayve Krisus, those that are Chayve Karbonus, Chatois. Aleilu Chayov Malzdoinim Kors, Vashikigosim Chatos. Ve'alloi Hoida Shalohem Oshim Tali. These, the above mentioned, that we had in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, are those that are Chayve on, if they're over Rachman Tzom, Bemezid, the Chayve Kors. On Shkogo, the Chayve Karbon Chatos. If they don't know whether they were ever or not, but if with the two stodim are before neinu, the halach is the chayev v'noshem tolui. Chutz min ametamei migdash v'kadoshov. Even though we had that as one of the chayev krisus, but the halach is that a person who is metamei migdash v'kadoshov, if he doesn't know, is potter from oshem tolui. The reason why he's not mechuyev and oshem tolui is because even if he'd be a shogeg, he wouldn't be chayav a korban chatos. He'd be chayav a korban oilo v'yoyrid, and a oshem tolui is tolui in a korban chatos proper, not in the fact that he's chayav koros. That means there are chayav krisus that don't have the din of shkoga, don't have the din of oshem tolui. The reason why they don't have oshem tolui is because they don't have the din of shkogosom Chatos. The Torah was Mechadosh, the Tumas Migdash Kadoshov, is one of the category of Karbon Elav Yerid. The other Karbon Elav Yerid in Pashas Vayikra are, if a person makes a Shuas Bitoy or a Shuas Eidus, those are not Chayvi Krisus. The Chiddush of Tumas Migdash Kadoshov is that even though it has the Choymer of Chayvi Krisus, if it's Bemezid, B'shoigeg is Ba'elav Yerid, and therefore there's no Hashem Tolik. Divrei Reb Meir. V'achomim Oimrim Af HaMegadev. Megadav is also one of the Chayvi Krisus that's mentioned, but it's really Chayvi Skilo. Those are included in Chayvi Krisus in the previous Mishnah. But Megadav does not have the din of a Shoigeg. Why? Or he doesn't have the din of also Oshem Tolish and Emar. Torah Achas Yo Lochem Lo Oisim Bishkogo. The Torah puts down, this is in Pasha Shlach, that this is by Avodah Zarah, that a person could be Chayv Chatos. Over there as well, by the way, Avodah Zarah has a chatos for an oisib bishkogo, except that it's a different type of chatos than the Pasha Shlach, after Chet Meraglim. But that's not called, he doesn't have a chatos. But over there, the Torah defines chiyuvei chatois as lo oisib bishkogo. It has to be an oisib. Yotze megadev sheine oisib maisa. This real yisoid is really shaykh to Maseches Tmurim. In the beginning of the Maseches Tmurim, we had the idea that Chayvei Lavin, generally speaking, as a rule, all have to be Ayidei Maisa. Any Lav, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, everything like that, that's Ayidei Dibur, is not Chayv. The Mishnah says over there, Chutz Mi Megadev, is Chayv Misa, even though it's only B'dibur. Or Tmura, which Lachar is also only B'dibur, we had a whole discussion over there, whether that's called only B'dibur, or it's a Chalois. That's Chal Nevehemah, so it's different, like a Maisa. But Megadav is certainly, Rachman al-Tzlan, as Chomer as it is, it's only a Dibur, not a Maisa. And therefore, if the Torah says, Lo Yisub Shkogo, there is no Ashram Tolu. Just to speak out a few Prothim that are over here in the Rav, about the Klal in the Mishnah of Zdoinim Koros and Shigigosim Chatas, what's called a Shkogo? We have Sugis in the beginning of Perek Klal Godol and Shabbos that discuss extensively the Gedorim of what's a shoigeg and what's maybe less than a shoigeg and what's more than a shoigeg, and there's a lot of overlap between those sugis and the sugis over here in Krisus. One of the nekudas that the Rav brings Bekitz and Imrot is that the basic principle of a shoigeg is somebody who knows the etzem avera. He's aware there's an avera of avodah zarah, gilui arayos, Shabbos, except that he doesn't know that maisa is also. He doesn't know that maisa is a maisa of Avodah Zarah. He doesn't know that maisa is the most common shkoga. That a person doesn't know that that's an act of chilul Shabbos. He didn't learn halachas well enough. So there, it's what's called, the Rav brings b'lashon Gemara, a haloma on the iser of that maisa. However, let's say a person doesn't know b'chlal that there's an iser Shabbos. Doesn't know what Shabbos is. Means he's a tinek shenishma ben ha-goyim. So the halacha is he has a tinek ben ha-ines and he's not chayiv. Later on, the Masechta will learn the Nekuda of how many Chatois could a person be over. Let's say a person does know that a certain act on Shabbos is Beirer. And he does it for many Shabbos, many times. How many shkogas was he over? He was over Batsam one shkoga. The shkoga is the mistake of that halacha. He wasn't mevar that the Mishnah Berurah says that that's a chi of skila. Or what happens if a person gets mixed up? He doesn't know which day is Shabbos. He knows the idea of Shabbos. So there his avera is that he got mixed up on the Shabbos, not on the Maisa. And so on. You have to be mechalak lefi the shkogas. That's the sugyas in Shabbos. We'll see a lot of that later on in the Masechta over here. Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to go not to Chiyuve Koris that are Chayv HaChatos, but we'll go, we mentioned that there's another Chiyuve HaChatos, a lot of the sect over here are not Chayv HaKrisus, or rather, they're not Chiyuve HaChatos because they're Mechuyovim Krisus. That's the way the sect started, with the Lamed Vov Mechuyove Krisus, but there's somebody else who's Mechuyuve Korban HaChatos without having done Navera. Klal Yisrael, the marshal, brings karbonas chatois with all the halachos of chatois on Yom Tovim. They're eaten like a chatos. They're brought, the Zrikas Adam is like a chatos. They're not on specific averus. So there is an element of averu, Tumas Mikdash Kadosha for all of Klal Yisrael. But there is somebody who is mechuyev to being a karbon chatos without having done an averu befoil. The classic case is a yoledes. And that's what we're going to talk about now. An isha that is a yoledes. A yoledes is both if she gives birth to a live child, both if she has a stillborn, or even if she's miscarries, but even where the miscarriage was that of a tzuras havlad. The halacha is that even after she counts the days that would be metar her, which in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, isha ki tazria, v'yoldo, if she was gave birth to a zocher, then she's tmeya, tumas yoledes, for 7 days. And then there's another 33-day period in which she's tmeya, not tmeya proper, that means she can be metayer herself for her husband, but she's tmeya, lemigdosh, v'kodosho, v'truma, v'kodshim, she can't eat or she can't enter, until she brings a carbon yoledes. Those 33 days is, we'll have to see, has a status of its own. The same way there's 7 and 33 for a zocher, there's 14 days for the Iker Tahara, and then for the Mechusre Kippurim, there's another 66 days, just double the amount. After 80 days, she can bring a carbon. Of course, if there's a miscarriage, and there's no way of knowing if it's a Zohar and a Keva, she's going to have to misafik count the 80 days. A lot of interesting halachas that are a result of that. We've seen some of it, and we'll see in Yitzhak Hashem, some, going further. Yesh Mevia is carbon v'nechel, the Mishnah says. There are women that bring a carbon yoledes, and the carbon chatos is nechal, by the kahanim, of course, because the nefil is called a vlad, and there's a carbon chatos. Chatos is eaten by the kahanim. V'yesh mevi'ois, there are women that bring a carbon after a hapolo, after a miscarriage, ve'enoi nechal, because it's a sofik. If it's a sofik, that the chatos is bala sofik, it's not nechal, it's brought, but it's not nechal. V'yesh she'enoi mevi'ois, there are women that don't bring a carbon at all. That's obviously where it's the type of leda, of type of hapolo, where there's no chiv chatos at all. Elu mevias karbon v'nechal. These are the ones that bring a karbon v'nechal. Hamapels kimin behem achayev oif. We pointed out before that the only miscarriage that's mechayev is only when it has a tzuras havlad. So there could be a vlad that's, there was obviously some type of ibur, but the tzura savlad that came out doesn't have a tzura of a regular vlad. There's something deformed. Obviously, the ibur wasn't healthy. And it's mapelis kemin behem achayev oif. We don't know exactly what it means, but it doesn't have a tzura savlad of a human. That also has a tzura savlad to be mechayev achatos of a ledo. Divrei Reb Meir. That's what he holds. V'chom moimrim. That if it doesn't have a tzura sa'odom, then she's not mechuyev, ad sheyeh by mitzurah tzohofer. Everybody agrees that it has to have a tzura. The machlok is, the source of the machlok is interesting. Reb Meir, the Gemara, brings a posuk in Parshas Bereishis. Vayitza Hashem lekimenu adoma kol chayis asod v'skolef ha-shomayim. And by Bria Sodom also it says, Vayitza Hashem lekimenu sodom. Vayistoris, the yitzira is even on yitziras chayis v'oifois. Chacham say no. Yitzira is only yitziras odom. Hamapela sandal, it's a piece of flesh, which clearly there was something there, but certainly doesn't have a tzura of a regular balchai, or shilya, or she was mapul an embryonic sac, and we know that inside the embryonic sac is something. This is what's known Beloshon Chazal many places as Ein Shilya Beloy Vlad. There is no embryonic sac without there having been something inside. The Shvir Mirukom, she's Mapella, some type of, there's a piece of skin, an or, of a Vlad that already fell apart. There was clearly something there, not clear what. V'ayoytze mechutoch, or the uber comes out pieces, already disintegrated inside. Or the mialedes that's taking out the uber has to take it out in order to ensure the safety of the mother, has to take it out piecemeal, piece by piece. So that's a Vlad. V'chein shivcha, this is a shivcha knanis, who has a din of Yisrael because avodim and shvachas are mechuyev mitzvus kenoshim. So she has tumas leido, like a yidna. The shivcha shehipila mevia karbon v'nechal. It's clear there was a vlad there. So mele it's mechayev a karbon, and mele halacha is nechal.